If you have ever thought about moving your KiwiSaver to a better fund or a better provider, but the idea of all that paperwork put you off, this guide is for you. I help people right across Christchurch and Canterbury compare their options and switch providers. And I take care of the transfer from start to finish, so you do not have to deal with the forms yourself. Let me start with why you might consider transferring in the first place. The most common reason is that your fund type no longer fits you. KiwiSaver funds range from conservative through to balanced, growth and aggressive, and the right one for you depends on your goals and how long you have until you need the money. Life changes over the years, and your KiwiSaver should keep up with those changes rather than sitting in a setting you chose a long time ago. Another reason is service or fees. Some providers give you better online access, clearer reporting, or included insurance, and some charge meaningfully lower annual fees. That last point matters more than it might seem, because over several decades, even a small difference in fees can compound into a large gap in your final balance. And sometimes a transfer is simply a natural moment to step back and reassess. It is a good prompt to check your risk level and your fund choice against your stage of life. Whether you are building towards a first home, getting closer to retirement, or somewhere in between. Now let me walk you through how the transfer process actually works, because most people are surprised by how straightforward it is once someone else is handling the details. It starts with a free transfer check. I review your current provider, your fees, your fund type, and how it has been performing recently, so we can work out whether a transfer is likely to benefit you before you commit to anything at all. From there, I run an independent comparison. I look across multiple providers and recommend one, or a short list, that fits your situation, your goals, and how much risk you are comfortable with. Then I give you a clear recommendation in plain English. I explain the benefits and any trade-offs, including fees, ethical considerations, the likely timeline, and what to expect from the new provider. Once you are happy to go ahead, we move to consent and initiation. With your authorization, I handle the consent forms and notify both your current provider and your new one. You do not need to contact anyone yourself. Finally, there is confirmation and follow-up. I confirm the transfer has gone through, check that your new account settings are correct, and stay available for any questions afterwards. In terms of what to expect, a 30-minute advice session is all it takes to get started, and most transfers complete within 1 to 2 weeks from the point you give your consent. To begin, I only need a few things from you. Photo ID, your Inland Revenue number, and the name of your current KiwiSaver provider. That is genuinely it, and I handle everything else from there. Being based in Christchurch, I can meet you by phone or video or in person by appointment, and clients anywhere across New Zealand are just as welcome. On fees, I am upfront about everything before you agree to anything. Advisor fees are paid by the providers, not by you. There are no hidden commissions, and my recommendations are focused entirely on your outcome. When I compare providers, I look at the whole picture, not just last year's returns. That means underlying fund performance over the longer term, where the figures are available, the risk profile, and whether it suits your retirement horizon, the annual fund fees and administration costs, any exit or transfer requirements, how easy the provider is to deal with online, and how well their investment philosophy and ethics line up with what matters to you. One thing worth reassuring you on, transferring does not cost you your KiwiSaver benefits. Your balance simply moves across and keeps growing, and your government contributions, your first home eligibility, and your employer contributions all stay intact. It is also worth knowing you can only have one KiwiSaver provider at a time, though you can hold more than one account with them. Just to be clear, this is general information and does not take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it is worth getting personalized financial advice before making any big changes. If you would like to know whether a switch is right for you, you can book a free no-obligation transfer check using the booking option on this page, and we will take it from there.